Good evening, everyone. My name is Dorothy Flanagan. I'm the alderman for the 4th Ward. I will be conducting the Committee of the Whole meeting this evening. We're expecting the mayor here shortly, but we'll start without him. I'd like to call the meeting to order, which means that let the record show that all the aldermen are here except for Alderman Marks and Alderman Singer. I'd also like to amend the agenda. Item number 7, I think we need a motion, and I will read the item as amended. Closed session on pending litigation and closed session on collective negotiating matters between public employees and their public employers and their employees or representatives. So if I can have a motion.
Move to adopt the amended agenda.
Second.
Okay, let the record show that it was Alderman Brown and Alderman Hill. And also I would like to move item 7, if it's all right with the committee. All those in favor say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Let the record show it's unanimous. And also I would like to take item 7 and move it to in the middle somewhat of our item number 4. So what I'd like to do is go through 4A through G and then insert the closed session. So the closed session will be at 4GB, I guess, for all practical purposes. So I hope that's clear. So the first item on the agenda is A, to present the Girl Scouts of America. Oops, I'm so sorry. The second item is to consider consent agenda, and the only thing on the agenda is the Committee of the Whole minutes from March 26th and April 9th. So I need a motion for that, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, let the record show that it was Alderman Kilberg and Alderman Cummings. All those in favor say aye.
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 Record show unanimous. Okay, now moving on to item number 4A. Which the Girl Scouts of America are celebrating their 100th anniversary proclamation, and then there's going to be a proclamation. So the Girl Scouts are going to actually present the proclamation? And I guess I'm going to have to do it in lieu of the mayor not being here at this moment. So, sorry, girls. I'm going to read the proclamation. And it says, a proclamation honoring a Girl Scouts of the USA celebrating its 100-year anniversary. Whereas on March 12, 1912, the first Girl Scout meeting was held in Savannah, Georgia. And whereas the first meeting was held by Juliet Gordon Lowe, the founder of the Girl Scouts of the USA, after visiting the founders of both Girl Scouts and Girl Guides in England. And whereas, since the first meeting, more than 50 million girls have participated in the Girl Scout movement during their childhood, and that number continues to grow as Girl Scouts of the USA continues to inspire, challenge, and empower girls everywhere. And whereas, there are currently 3.2 million members in the USA. And whereas, though its membership in the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts, Girl Scouts of the USA is part of the worldwide family of 10 million girls and adults in 145 countries. And whereas Girl Scouts is the largest, longest running, and most effective leadership program for girls in not only the nation, but the world. Whereas 69% of current women USA senators and 65% of women in the House of Representatives were Girl Scouts when they were girls. 55% of all women astronauts are former Girl Scouts, and former Girl Scouts have flown in over a third of all space shuttle missions. And whereas an established 80% of women business executives and business owners were once Girl Scouts, countless women educators, scientists, and women in performing arts discover their passions and talents as Girl Scouts, And whereas 64% of today's female leaders listed in Who's Who of American women in the United States were once Girl Scouts. And whereas we know that Girl Scouts develop girls of courage, confidence, and character who have made the world a better place. So it says, now therefore be it resolved that I, of course, Kevin Burns, along with my fellow council members, are proud to join the Girl Scouts of City of Geneva and the State of Illinois in recognizing the 100th anniversary of the Girl Scouts of the USA. So, and I heard that also, in addition to the proclamation, which I would like to hand this over to your group, also was planting a tree. Maybe Mary or would like to add some information on that.
The girls have a Forever Green project that they've been working on, where they've been doing chores. And they've been raising funds by doing that, and they're contributing what they raised by doing those chores to the city, and are purchasing a tree that will be planted in City Hall's front lawn. And they're going to come and help dedicate that this Friday.
Excellent. And I think that because I am not a Girl Scout, although I always had wanted to be one, I think that Dawn Vogelsberg should be the one to present the proclamation, because you're a Girl Scout or a former Girl Scout. So I would like for you to do that.
Although I'm not an astronaut and all those other things.
So was I.
Yeah, they don't ask us. We were, I was a Cub Scout.
Do you girls all want to come up?
That's what they were hoping.
For the Geneva Girl Scouts, so it's a volunteer.
Would you like to come to the podium and just say your name and
A
few words?
Sure. Hi, my name's Brenda Carlson, and I'm the service unit manager for all of the Geneva Girl Scouts. It's a volunteer position, mostly an administrative thing. My first role is to be a leader of my daughter's first grade Daisy troop, and she's right here. And we'd like to present everyone with some cookies, and thank you for this opportunity. Turns out we have a whole bunch of them, so everybody gets some. And we also have our check. Our goal was modest, to plant one tree, to fund the planting of one tree by collecting our change, having our parents and friends and family give us some money. But it turns out the 16 troops that participated raised $687.18, so we can put that towards as many trees as we can buy. But our main tree will be dedicated here on Friday, so we'd like to present you with the check. There's our money. Thank you.
And what time are you dedicating the tree on Friday?
3 o'clock.
After school.
Yeah, after school, yeah.
And I'm the only Girl Scout, so I think it's...
No, and Mary is... Mrs.
So
McKittrick.
No one else probably can accept the cookies.
Okay, we'll take them.
And you're not going to share?
Yes, but please.
Well, thank you.
Wait a minute, is that the Girl Scout way, to not to share?
I don't know.
Apparently.
Actually. Thank you very much, girls. Actually. And we have fun Friday with your planting.
Thank you.
Thank you. You can start at either end and let the aldermen do whatever they like.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Vogelsberg. I'm sure you were a very good Girl Scout.
A lot better than I am now.
No, I think you were a very good Girl Scout.
I'm no good.
Excuse me, Alderman Kilburg.
Thank you.
Last Thursday, I had the pleasure to attend a Northern Illinois function at Eagle Brook of well over 300 involved Girl Scouts as well as Girl Scout leaders. And it's certainly inspiring to see at a time when a lot of parents sometimes find reasons not to get involved with their children and invest in these types of important life learning experiences, to see the passion and the enthusiasm as the Girl Scouts of America celebrate their 100th year. Now, they're obviously interested in raising funds, and this is an excellent way that you can support their activities, as well as a number of different ways, including just simply writing out a check and supporting their great, great activities. You know, sometimes I think the world would be better if we had women more involved. And as we look across our audience tonight, we have, I hope, a number of leaders that will surface not only here in Geneva, but in the state of Illinois and across the United States. So, girls, congratulations on your 100th year. We're proud of you, and we wish you the very best as you advance your careers in the Girl Scouts.
Very well said. Very well said. And that's what I was going to say, is I wonder how many of are we looking at future representatives or business people or astronauts? Does anybody want to go to the moon? Is anybody interested in anything in particular right at this point in their lives? No, it's a little too early, huh? Yes, Mrs. Tett. Very good. Thank you. Thank you once again. And are they going to really plant the tree themselves, or
they're going to finish the planting?
I see. Okay.
We'll start it, and the girls can finish it. Great. We'll have a couple of shovels here for you. Okay.
We're looking forward to that. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, if you'd like to, you're more than welcome to stay and continue to hear the rest of our agenda, but you can also leave if you'd like. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is to proclaim May 5th, 2012, as Community Wellness Day in the City of Geneva. And I think we have Ellie Purcell and Dr. Kevin Conroy with us tonight. If you'd like to come up. I think I'd like to read it from the dais, and then I'll present the proclamation to you, if that's all right.
Okay.
And then you could say a couple of words.
Absolutely.
Or do you want to say a couple of words now?
Whatever works best for you.
I thought we could vote on this, and then we can have you say a couple of words.
Sounds good.
Okay, Community Wellness Day Proclamation, May 5th, 2012. Whereas the health and well-being of this community is our responsibility, and whereas the safety of our community is a significant concern for our residents, community leaders, and health caregivers, and whereas the financial literacy of our community has become critical, and whereas the environmental welfare is of universal concern and deserves the utmost attention, and whereas bringing awareness and raising the consciousness of financial health, safety, and environmental wellness is the utmost concern to all the members of our community, so that all have the tools required to take back responsibility for our community's well-being. Now, therefore, it is resolved that, again, Mayor Burns of the City of Geneva do hereby proclaim May 5th, 2012, as Community Wellness Day in Geneva, and urge that this day is dedicated to help educate all citizens on the importance of health, safety, and environmental and financial issues affecting our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Flanagan.
I guess we should have a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Beautiful. I appreciate it. Thank you, everyone. Dr. Nate Conroy, I'm going to let Ally speak because she's really spearheaded this effort, but we're excited about this. It's the first annual Community Wellness Day for Geneva. And we did not bring cookies, but I think the Girl Scouts pretty much covered our butts on that one, so we're good in that department. But again, thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you for the proclamation. I'm going to let Ally kind of give you some details as to the event, and then we can move on.
Yeah, just real quick, I want to thank you guys as well. It's just a really exciting thing that Geneva's behind this day, Community Wellness Day, because it is very important for our residents to have this. Just a day for them to come and know who the financial, environmental, health and safety people that they can come to in our community are. And it's really great. We have the library and the police department coming, so just a lot of amazing organizations we have that are supporting the event. And I think over time, it's just really going to grow to be a really great thing. And so I appreciate you guys recognizing it as an important day in our community. Thank you.
Where will it be held?
Williamsburg Elementary.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What day is that again? May 5th?
May 5th.
What time?
Saturday, May 5th, noon to 4 at Williamsburg Elementary. Yeah, and there's information on our website, which is thechiropracticpeople.com, and also we have a Facebook page for it, which is just Community Wellness Day, Geneva, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And you can find more information. We put it up on like patch.com, Triblocal, places like that for anyone who wanted to find more information about the event. But yeah, May 5th from noon to 4 at Williamsburg Elementary. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I invite you also to stay, but if you'd like to leave, we understand. We have quite a number of items on our agenda. So the next item is recommend approval of request by Multisport Madness Kids, Inc. for use of city services and street closures on May 27, 2012 for triathlon. Do I hear a motion for that?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Brown and Alderman Dantino, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oops, I should have asked if there was any questions or comments.
I see on the application that there any estimated cost was not budgeted, apparently. And, is there going to be a cost that will be incurred to this?
Any costs that are incurred, we charge back to the participants.
Okay.
It's primarily for police services, but they pick up the costs.
And they've agreed to take that invoice?
That's part of the application. It's on the application,
right.
Yes.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
So in essence, they're just repaying everything that all
correct.
The services that
that's
are.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So we already took our vote. So moving on, item number D is recommend approval of a request by Geneva Park District to hold Battle of the Bands on 3rd Street between James and Campbell Street on Monday, June 18th, 2012. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Maladra, seconded by Alderman Vogelsberg. Any comments or questions? I got out of sync because of the proclamation, so I'm back and hopefully in sync. Hearing none, seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show that it was unanimous. Item number E, recommend approval of request by Geneva Public Library for use of city services and street closure for Ice Cream Social, July 12th, 2012. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion by Alderman Hill, second by Alderman Cummings. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Records show again, unanimous. Item number F, recommend approval of request by Fox River Geneva Post 75 for use of city services and street closures for annual Memorial Day Parade, May 28th, 2012. Motion?
Second.
Alderman Hill, seconded by Alderman Brown. Any comments or questions? Alderman Hill, did you have your hand up? No?
No.
Okay, sorry. Thank you. No comments or questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show it was unanimous. Item G, recommend approval of request by Fox River Geneva Post 75 for use of public right-of-way for Poppy Day donation solicitation, May 26, 2012. And, any comments or questions? Hearing none. Oops, I'm sorry. Motion by Alderman Dantino, seconded by Alderman Brown. Now, are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Record show unanimous. So according to the modification for our agenda, we're going to proceed to go to closed session. So I need a motion for closed session, please.
So moved.
Seconded. Alderman Hill, seconded by Alderman Kilburg.
We need a
roll call vote.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Donald Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilburg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
I'll, well, I guess we're, there is no action that's going to take place, but we're going to come back to our agenda as soon as we're done in the closed session. So. Okay, motion to return to open session.
So moved.
Alderman Hill and Alderman Brown, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Oh, sorry. Roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Donald Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilburg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Tom Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Okay, we'll proceed on with our agenda for the evening. 4H is recommend approval of request by Geneva Green Market for use of City Street, portion of Hamilton between River Lane, for temporary market location during Swedish Days, June 21st. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Vogelsberg, seconded by Alderman Brown. Any comments or questions? I don't see anybody from the Green Market here. So, hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show. Unanimous. Item I, recommend approval of extension of market season for Geneva French Market from October 31st, 2012 to November 4th, 2012. Motion. Alderman Hill?
Second.
Second by Alderman Cummings. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. J is recommend draft ordinance approving site plan review and planned unit development update to Delnor Community Hospital for 9,084 square foot cancer center located at 304 South Randall Road. And Mr. Unch, oh, just a moment. Let me ask for a motion first. Alderman Maladra, any, do I hear a second?
Second.
Alderman Cummings. Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Unch.
Yes, good evening. Wanted to briefly comment on this project. We've been working with folks from Cadence Health for a number of weeks on this project. It's about a 26,000 square foot addition to the Cancer Center out at the facility out on Randall Road. This is the 10th update to the PUD for the hospital complex out there. Goes back all the way to 2003. The packet that you have in the materials, I think, runs through a pretty good summary of what's involved in this project. We've worked very closely with the staff from Cadence, and there are a number of representatives here this evening.
And I thank them for their patience.
If they have, if you have any questions, they're here certainly to address those. But the commission did recommend unanimous approval of this project, and from a staff perspective, we're good to go. We've got some engineering details we're working on with them on, but it's ready to be considered by the council.
Do you have any questions? And we wouldn't have to worry about any type of engineering. You wouldn't come back to us for that.
No.
It was just kind of housekeeping engineering?
Correct.
Okay. If the, nobody in the audience had any questions? I thank you very much for your patience again for coming here and sitting through our agenda and our closed session. So we didn't have any questions. So
We could ask, is there, when can we hope to see this construction, this year, maybe?
We plan to break ground July 1st.
Wonderful. And this is a sizable addition, right, to the...
It is.
Current building's less than 40,000?
Yeah, yes, we're talking about a total here would be about 26,000 square feet. And I think we're right around 9,000 now?
Yep, correct.
And unfortunately, it's for a disease that's not necessarily the best, but it keeps progressing.
Yes.
Which doctors are moving into that? The LaGrange?
Thank you, Mr. Runch. I guess there's no other questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Thank you very much, Mr. Runch. Are you on next?
I'm on next.
Okay. Looking for a recommendation approval to conduct plan commission public hearing on city-initiated amendments to Geneva zoning ordinance, and it says defined term donation box and prohibit donation boxes in all zoning districts.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, the motion by Alderman Vogelsberg, seconded by Alderman Maladra. Mr. Runch?
Just very quickly, staff has become aware of just an increasing frequency of donation boxes at several commercial developments out on Randall Road. And the staff report gets into this a little bit, but bottom line is we have now a problem with these boxes that, from a staff perspective, we see the activity as really averse to the quality and character of the commercial environment that the city's been working to establish for a good many years along Randall Road. We have donation boxes that are not well supervised or attended to, at least from our perspective. We have various donated items being stacked outside of the box, either because it can't fit in the opening to the box or it can't fit in the box because the box has too many items in it. These are being dropped off in locations that are basically parking spaces or landscaped areas of the development. And we've done some research on this. We've also had some very nice cooperation from Goodwill, and Renee Bauerman is here representing Goodwill. This is a situation that is really starting to present itself to many municipalities in the area, not just here in Geneva. And as our staff memo gets into, we've looked at various options on how the city might approach this. Staff is recommending that we define the term donation box and that we advance a public hearing to consider an amendment to the zoning ordinance to prohibit them in all zoning districts in the city.
Okay, Alderman Vogelsberg.
Thank you, Mrs. Chairwoman. Dick, the other thing I like that we're looking at this is not all of those boxes are actually for charitable.
Oh,
some of them are for profit, but
yes.
You wouldn't know it to look at it. So
right.
That's
right.
I was really glad to see this. Thank you.
And because we're recommending it to go to the Planning Commission, we're not necessarily opening it up for too many questions regarding the issue at this point. But thank you very much.
I think it's a great thing to send to Planning Commission. It's time.
Okay.
Okay, Alderman Hill.
We have talked to some of them, and we get different stories. Some property owners are aware in advance that the boxes are being dropped off, and in some instances, the boxes just appear on their site.
Well, they don't actually own or control them.
Correct.
Well,
some do and some don't. In some instances, it's difficult to contact the company that's placed the box on the property.
But if we contact the owners of the property and they have boxes, I guess I'm more concerned about them than some outsider dropping one on their property
Well, at this point, I'm not aware of any situation where the box is owned by the owner of the property. These are all other entities. Yes.
So they have to get permission from the owners then?
Well, you would think so.
Yeah. We don't know for sure.
Right.
Question?
Okay. Alderman Brown?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This sounds like what you're suggesting here is twilight of the donation box. If I'm an owner of a property, I have lots of parking, and I happen to be very active in, I'll take Goodwill as a good example of an organization that does good, and I would like to cooperate with them and have them use one of my parking spots. I'm, by city ordinance, allowed to have junkers parked on my parking lot. I'm allowed to have dirty old trucks parked on my parking lot. And you will not allow me to have my Goodwill box parked on my parking lot in one of my parking spots.
Well, when you
I'm a little worried that this is a little bit over top here. You're saying nowhere in the city, under any circumstances, anywhere, no how, forever, no donation boxes.
We have organizations with staffed facilities to take in donations. We have various churches in town. We've contacted some of them that hold activities where items may be donated for those in need. The church
can't have one of these boxes on its property under your suggested amendment?
At this point, if the box is considered an accessory use associated with the property, the answer would be yes. But in these cases, all of these are located on properties where they really don't meet the definition of an accessory use on a commercial property.
Well, exactly what you're trying to get rid of, but I'm also trying to say that this is a very overreaching way to get rid of this.
And I guess that leads me into, sorry to interrupt you, Ms. Alderman Brown, but this leads me into saying that this is just to move the item forward to the Planning Commission.
I'm suggesting there's reasons why I would not want to move this forward to the Plan Commission. That I think this is not a question of asking the Plan Commission whether they think these are pretty or not pretty, but this is a question of restricting our zoning regulations in this town. We're asking the Planning Commission to consider restricting our zoning rules in a very restrictive way. I know a number of churches in this town. Sam's one of them, where they have a parking lot which goes way back behind the church. It's surrounded by trees. It's not seen by neighbors, and if for some reason the church became very active in some particular organization and they thought it was a very worthwhile cause and would like to ask that organization to put a drop box in their lot, this, as you're suggesting, would say, no, this town has said nowhere, no way, no time, anywhere.
We're talking about commercial properties here. We're not talking
business,
about church
just
properties.
Commercial business. Properties. I said under all this zoning districts.
We did put that in there, but there's a difference between a box located as an accessory use on a church property and a box located in a commercial property.
See that in the wording here. I mean, in all zoning districts, looks to me like this is the sunset of drop boxes.
Well, if there's a concern about donation boxes being able to be located on a church property, that is a very minor concern in comparison to what we're seeing out on Randall Road in commercial shopping districts that bear no relationship to the use of those properties.
I understand exactly what you're trying to get rid of.
But please let me finish. We're talking about taking a matter to the Plan Commission. If you have a concern specifically about what might be allowed on a church property, we can bring that issue forward to the Plan Commission for review.
I think you're trying to solve a problem with a sledgehammer here, and I think there's an easier way to solve it than restricting everything all the time everywhere. That's
what
the only
would you
point
suggest?
I'm trying to make.
What would you suggest?
I haven't had a chance to think about it in detail, but this looks like, again, a sledgehammer approach, which
we
don't like governments doing that.
What we can do, and if you like, we can spend some time on this, but we've examined four options. And again, from a staff perspective, we're recommending a prohibition on these boxes in commercial zones.
And we're not the only city to initiate such an action or to take consideration. Other cities have taken that action already.
That is correct. But we can take a sledgehammer approach or a fly swatter approach to it. There are a number of ways of slicing and dicing this. There are communities that have allowed them And there's 12 standards that need to be applied that a business entity must meet in order to locate a donation box on their property. I guess I would submit to the council, and what concerns me as the department head is that we're at a point where resource-wise, when we start creating requirements where we're going to have 12 conditions associated with the location of a donation box in a commercial shopping center, then I've got to have staff bird-dogging these businesses, following up on complaints when the stuff is flowing out of the box, when the box isn't properly maintained, dealing with that, dealing with the property owner, dealing with the organization that's placed the box, some of them actually for-profit organizations. It appears to me as though it becomes an unwieldy amount of staff-level work for the resources that I've got to work with. And so we came to the conclusion that the simple solution would be to prohibit these. If we need to consider some flexibility in this, in the interest of allowing a church organization to locate a box on their property, that's a very different thing from what we're experiencing out on Randall Road. And we can certainly go down that path and look at that.
And again, we're just recommending to the Planning Commission, so.
But before I recommended to the Planning Commission, I would be interested in seeing what some of the other cities that have done that have not made a blanket.
Well, we can
these things,
we can get into those discussions. The folks that have
our business is not to make your life easier. Our business is to do what we think the residents of the city want. And I know for a fact some residents who use those often and believe they're a nice way to make sure that their things get recycled properly.
And that's properly is where I think Mr. Runch is trying to.
Properly we can work on, but nowhere, no time, anyhow is not properly. It's not the same thing. As you say, some cities have come up with a way to suggest what is a correct and an incorrect way of displaying.
Well, you can
against it. It's not a problem. I'm just suggesting that in this case, I think this was probably a little bit overkill.
We can require an annual permit with a fee. We can require proof of property owner consent. We can prohibit in residential districts, and churches are in our residential districts. We can limit a donation box per lot, one per lot. We can restrict the size. We can prohibit the required street yard setback from the standpoint of visibility off the public way. We can prohibit the use of parking spaces for a donation box location. We can also deal with sight lines, because right now some of them are actually placed in locations that create some hazard for vehicle movement.
Dick, at this point, I don't want to debate all the possibilities. I'm sure there's actually many different ways that cities have approached this besides the obvious mm-hmm. one, which is just to get rid of them. So, as I say, at the moment, it just, let's proceed, let's go ahead. In this case, I'm going to vote against this because I would have liked to see some of the options, other options, besides just outlawing them all.
Okay. We do have several other questions. Alderman Cummings first.
My concern wouldn't be the churches. It would be a group like Sports Authority or one of the running stores. I go through four or five pairs of running shoes a year. I love to know that those shoes are getting recycled or reused somewhere. And so I'm not sure that I would want to prohibit a group like Sports Authority from offering a box into which people can deposit old running shoes so that they can get recycled. I understand the eyesoreness of a collection box and everything else. My concern would be on the commercial side, not so much church side, the commercial side, prohibiting a commercial entity from collecting something that is similar to what they're selling.
Okay.
Alderman Maladra.
Right. I think it's a mistake to make it sound like this wasn't a considered proposal. I think in the packet we've been given four options. I think each of these options has been explored in detail by the staff, and some of them have been enacted by other communities to make it sound like we're just taking out the elephant gun and blasting away without thinking first is completely inaccurate. Don, I appreciate your comments about you'd like something. You can think of reasons where these things would come to good use, and I think that's why they're here. The problem is people don't just limit themselves to using them for good reasons, nor do the places where the boxes are placed necessarily take the time and effort to keep the boxes from becoming unsightly. You can have your shoe drop off and wind up with a mattress sitting out in front of it. And that's where Dick gets into how much policing do we as a city want to do? How much expense do we want to take on in order to police these things? There are alternatives for donating running shoes. There's alternatives for donating clothes. It takes a little bit of effort. In this case, I think we have a bit of bad apples spoiling it for the whole barrel. Dick, you keep emphasizing Randall Road. I think it's important we let people know it's not just a problem on Randall Road. I've received calls and complaints for this drop boxes at a particular site and what I would consider to be the downtown. Mm-hmm. So this is a problem that people have pointed out, and people point out all across town, not just on Randall Road.
Yeah, I apologize for that. We focused on Randall because that's where.
Dick. You
because
should.
I
don't think so. I don't think so.
The problem is most prolific on Randall Road, but we have them scattered throughout town.
Right, and in a way, they become dumpsters. Okay, so we're talking about drop boxes, but when the drop box changes its nature and becomes a dumpster, and it's not by virtue of the people who put the drop box there, nor is it by an action of the business that allows the drop box to be put there. It just happens. So something has to be done. And in this case, I think the cleanest, simplest way is what's been proposed.
That's it.
Alderman Hill?
Yes, just for a point of our
newspaper and recycled paper drop boxes, are those prevalent in the community? And if somebody's trying to raise some money by using them, would they be banned?
They would certainly fall under this this category.
Yeah. What about on a church property?
Well, I know that seems to be a theme here, and again, if it came down to creating something where there was this ability to do something on church property as opposed to the commercial zones in the city, that's a distinction that perhaps we could make. Honestly, I've got to do some research on
that. Or school property. Maybe the school wants to, collect shoes or jackets in the fall. I don't know. I think that we need to look at at the whole picture. I don't know. I guess I must not shop Randall Road very much. I haven't seen any of these things, but I know I have seen them in other communities, and they can get ugly.
Well, I've been here long enough to have gone through some other discussions in past years where development objectives of the city, our landscaping requirements, our architectural standards, all of the focus on creating a character and quality of development was paramount.
In closing dumpsters, for instance.
And yeah, that's a good example. Our dumpster enclosure designs on all of our site plans that we do. We even require them where we can do it to be designed integrally into the architecture of the mm-hmm. principal building rather than having just out separately in the middle of a parking lot. So there's a lot of attention that's historically been given to these various aspects of a site. And the basic concept of an entity, whether it's for-profit or not-for-profit, pulling a truck up into a parking lot and dumping off a donation box in the middle of the parking lot or on the edge of the parking lot.
Stupid.
That seems, from a staff perspective, that seems averse to what the City Council has been working to do
over
a number of years. And what we've noticed, I respect and appreciate the concerns raised about various organizations that have a bona fide interest in creating opportunities to donate items for the needy. It's just a situation where these boxes are, because there's no supervision mm-hmm. over what's going on, it becomes a convenient place to just dump whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some of them are kind of specific. They'll list off the items on the box that they want to collect, that type of thing you can see. But it's just too easy to pull your car up next to one of these things and empty your trunk of whatever you got.
Weekly garbage dump.
And so that's really the at least the perspective that we came at it from a staff perspective. We identified it as a potential issue. We wanted to share some information with you. And indeed, there are communities that do provide regulations and criteria that need to be met, annual permit, you know, all of that. So we can certainly go down that path. I would just appreciate some direction on just a general approach that you want us to take in moving forward if you do decide to recommend this to the commission.
Do you want to speak again?
Yes, I would encourage you to move forward on it, and I would think it would be good to have some restrictions so that not everybody is penalized, and so we don't come down hard on everybody. There might be some businesses out there that like to have these boxes, and that you do accept clothing for the needy, and they do control them. And maybe they should pay a fee to have one there, and so that the rest of them who are not controlling the input of garbage or whatever into the boxes on their property will be made aware of it, and they'll have to prevent it.
What we have found, if I might comment, is that these boxes are not located near the front door of the businesses.
No.
They tend to be located on the perimeter of the property.
Sure.
And they, in a sense, become, they're kind of disconnected from the business. So the supervision of these boxes is not, at least in our review out in the field, they're not being supervised the way we would want.
But if you force the business to pay $100 a year fine to have a box on his property, and it's not under his control, he's going to change his attitude.
I think I'm going to play attorney here, because I think we're overstepping our boundaries, and we're almost conducting a public hearing on the topic. So unless you have some specific question that relates to moving this forward to the Planning Commission, I think that at the Planning Commission level, I'm sure this will all be discussed in an open forum, and anybody who wants to speak there, I'm sure, will have the opportunity, and then it will be sent back to us, so we will have an opportunity to dissect the information, right? Alderman Dantino, can you keep to the topic, or?
I'll refrain from talking now, but
okay.
I have a suggestion that
and I think Mr. Unch might, I don't know, take the suggestion.
I would welcome any and all suggestions.
I was just simply curious if the answer to Don's thing, if a sports authority could put the box and take supervision, put the box inside their store, so they can, then they would can have control over it. It would not be allowed. That would be allowed. They could have recycled big sign on. This is for.
They could do anything they want inside the doors of their business.
Okay, thank you.
Well. if they wanted to set up a donation box for shoes at the Sports Authority inside the building, that would not be an issue.
Alderman Cummings.
I heard from you a couple times the word supervision, location. In my mind, I'm thinking about dumpsters. You use the analogy of dumpsters and how they're built into the architecture of the building. It would be nice to consider supervision, location, aesthetics, rather than simply removal.
Okay.
If we removed all the dumpsters in the city, we would have a real problem, we wouldn't have as big a problem if we removed all the donation boxes, but perhaps somewhere between having them everywhere and having none of them is the right answer. But I look forward to your presentation.
Okay. Thank you for that comment.
Is there anybody in the audience?
Here we go. Mr. Chairman?
Oh.
No problem. Go ahead, please.
I will be very brief. My name is Renee Bowerman. I'm with Goodwill, as mentioned, and I hope to have an opportunity at a public hearing at a future date. I've had the opportunity to speak with many communities about this issue. We have 26 stores in the Metro Chicago area, and we've watched these boxes proliferate so many of the communities. We are a not-for-profit. We do not use the boxes. We believe in an attended approach. We want to take care of the donations that are brought to us so that they can be put to, you know, given another life. And so support what it is that staff is proposing here. I was just flipping through as some of these issues were coming up, some of the other ordinances that I've seen from other communities. There are communities that have permitted the boxes on all tax-exempt properties within the community, so that would take care of your churches and your schools. There are other communities that have said, you know, inside any boxes can be inside of a building. Many, I also know kind of from a former life of mine as a commercial developer that most, and speaking with many of these large shopping center owners and operators, many of these Kohl's, Target, many of the large national retailers don't allow them. If they see a box appear in their shopping center, they do everything they can to have it removed for those aesthetic reasons that we've heard about. So, you know, just some of those things to be considered, and I hope to have another opportunity. I can answer questions if you want me to now.
Alderman Vogelsberg?
I was just going to say one quick thing, because I think one of the allure of the boxes is the convenience, and I'd have to say Goodwill offers that convenience. You pull your car up, somebody comes and gets your stuff, they come with the receipt, and you're out in 2 seconds. So
thank you.
You really have that same convenience.
Thank you. And to your comment about the for-profit, many of the boxes, in fact, I would venture to say most of the boxes in the area are operated by for-profit companies. And we've had people come to our drive up and say, I dropped my stuff in the box across the street because that's where I was yesterday, but can I get my tax receipt now? And we have to say, sorry, that was a for-profit box. So just to that, a lot of people aren't aware that many of the boxes are for-profit.
Thank you.
Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you. Alderman Brown, did you want to make a comment?
Yes, I wanted to ask a question of Director Hunch. What we're requesting them to do is to prohibit donation boxes. What I would rather request them to do was consider the prohibition or possibly the restriction of donation boxes in the city. You worded it so the only thing they're considering is the prohibition.
Well, and it's your pleasure. If it's the pleasure of the council to refer it to the commission to consider a modification of the staff recommendation, this is simply a recommendation.
Well, then I would ask to submit an amendment. I move to amend the request to say to define the term donation box and to prohibit donation box and to consider prohibiting or restricting donation boxes in all zoning districts.
Do I hear a second?
For a second.
Second.
I'm sorry. Second. Second.
Can that be read back, perhaps? I missed something there.
What current is to ask the Plan Commission to define the term donation box and prohibit. I'm suggesting we add the words and to consider prohibiting or restricting donation boxes in all zoning districts. Just to add the word to consider prohibition
consider and
or
the word restricting.
Okay, right. That's what I didn't hear. Thank you.
Yes, it was Alderman. Okay, any more comments, questions on the motion
to amend?
I'm sorry, on the amendment to. Do you want a roll call? Roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Donald Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
John Vogelsberg?
Alderman Vogelsberg?
Aye. Distracted.
I guess it's unanimous that we will change the wording so it will read to consider and prohibit and or
consider prohibiting or restricting donation boxes in all zoning districts.
Okay, very good.
Now the original.
Thank you. And now to the original motion. Did we do that? Did we do the original motion? As amended. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Any opposed? Hearing none. Unanimous. Thank you, Mr. Unch. Sorry for the public hearing, or mini public hearing, as they say. Okay. Item number L, recommend draft resolution authorizing additional one-year extension of conditional site plan approval for building and parking lot expansions at 2202 Gary Lane. Motion, please. Alderman Hill, second. Did?
Second.
Second by Alderman Brown. Mr. Unch?
Yes. Last year, this property owner was granted a one-year extension on their site plan review, and they have requested an additional one-year extension of that site plan review approval. It expires July 6th in their, this year, and they're asking it just to be extended to July 6th, 2013.
Any questions? Alderman Brown.
Sorry, Director. On building permits, we sort of semi-automatically give permit an extension of a building permit. On a, something like this, it requires council approval, or can this be done at your level?
This requires council approval because there's a one-year date, a one-year time frame that's tied to a site plan review approval. And in this case, the applicant is just indicating the economy has created a situation where it just doesn't make sense for them to move forward with the project.
And your recommendation is that to extend it?
Recommendation is to extend, yes.
Thank you.
Question?
Yes, Alderman Dentino.
Is there a name for this company? I can't find it in here.
I believe it's Martin Holding is the entity, the applicant. I'm sorry, we should have put that in there.
Maybe it is, but I've read it twice.
Yeah, it's Martin Farm Holdings, 2202 Gary Lane.
Okay. Thank you.
So we can tell you who the principals are.
it is here.
Any other questions or comments?
You got it in there.
Anybody from the audience? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Unanimous. Item number M, recommend draft resolution declaring surplus property for 1989 Pierce Suburban Pumper and authorizing bids for sale of same.
So moved.
Second.
I don't know. I'm sorry, the Kilberg and Alderman Brown. Any questions? Anybody from the audience? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show that it's unanimous. And recommend draft resolution authorizing bid awards for annual purchase of transformers and switchgear.
Move approval.
Alderman Hill?
Second.
Alderman Maladra? Seconds. Any comments or questions? I see Mr. Buffington in the audience. I'm sure he would answer any if there were any. Hearing none, seeing anybody in the audience? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, let the record show it was unanimous. O, recommend draft resolution authorizing bid award to Beam Pavement Maintenance, Inc. in the amount of $87,738.60 for 2012 crack ceiling project. Alderman Hill. Seconded by Alderman Cummings. Any questions or comments? I see Ms. Broviak in the audience, if there's any questions. Any questions from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Record show unanimous. P, recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of labor for 2012-13 electric cable installation contract for Peck Road Project.
So moved.
Alderman Kilburg makes the motion, seconded by Alderman Maladra. Any questions? Any comments from the audience? Questions? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show it was unanimous. Q, recommend draft resolution authorizing bid award to HD Supply in the amount of $52,292.70 for purchase of primary cable for Peck Road Project.
So moved.
Alderman Brown second, makes the motion. A second, please.
Second.
Alderman Vogelsberg made a second quietly. Any questions or comments? Any questions in the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show it was unanimous. Recommend draft resolution designating Lisa Jepson, Human Resources Manager, as IMRF agent.
Second.
Alderman Vogelsberg makes the motion, seconded by Alderman Brown. Any questions?
I would just like to point out that Lisa is with us tonight, patiently.
There, so, that's who was in the audience.
You didn't make her come.
So Lisa, as you may or may not be aware, Ellen Burmeyer retired. Lisa is her replacement. She joined us last week. She's been here a whole week. So.
Can you step up to the podium and at least introduce yourself so we can kind of see you close up and
Hi.
Personal?
I am Lisa Jepson. I started last Monday on the 16th.
And we'd like to welcome you.
Looking forward to working and meeting everyone.
What is your background? Did you come to us?
I was a human resource administrator for the city of Wooddale. I was with them for, well, in HR 8 years and with them for 17 years. So.
Well, welcome to Geneva.
Thank you.
Is this closer or further from where
It's closer. It's closer, so it's Wonderful. Nice. Thank
Very
you.
Good. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show that it was unanimous. S, recommend draft resolution authorizing ride in cane agreement effective May 2012 through June 2013, subject to the fiscal year 2013-14 budget approval. Do I have a motion? A motion by Alderman Vogelsberg, seconded by Alderman Cummings. Any questions or comments? Anybody from the audience? Seeing none, hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show that it was unanimous. We're on T.
Ooh.
Recommend acceptance. Gosh. Recommend acceptance of a fourth quarter fiscal year 2011-12 goals status report. Okay, motion by Alderman Maladra and seconded by Alderman Kilburg. I thought I heard that on the other side. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show that it is unanimous. So we finished our agenda, and now we've moved on to new business. Is there any new business from anybody from the dais?
Madam Chairman, I want to apologize to you and the committee for being late. I had the pleasure of being at the Kiwanis Club and Key Club banquet this evening at Geneva High School.
Very good.
As I'm sure Dean and Ralph know, which I did not know, there are 600 high school-aged Key Club members throughout the area. Geneva High School has 218 of those.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? It's the largest club in the high school. It was great. So they were active. Oh, my goodness. So.
Well, the Girl Scouts missed you.
Yeah, I'm sure. I got my Thin Mints. No thanks to Gene.
I don't know. We should confiscate them because
I know,
you weren't
here. I
should
sell these to them.
No, but Alderman Vogelsberg was the one who presented the proclamation because she was a former Girl Scout. So.
Once a Girl Scout, always a Girl Scout.
That's what McKittrick says.
And, yep, Ms. McKittrick. We shouldn't ask the eight. We shouldn't ask the year. We shouldn't ask the year like the mayor does for.
That's the only person I can't
The Eagle Scout. We know it's 59.
1958.
Yes, I don't know.
I'm sure you'll get the chance to have it reviewed.
Okay. Well, we accept your apology, Mr. Mayor, so. Okay, a motion to adjourn. Moved by Alderman Hill, seconded by? Somebody seconded.
Second.
Alderman Dantino. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Good night. Thank you very much.
Stay, huh?